Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The acting head of the UN's humanitarian agency has said acts reminiscent of the gravest international crimes are being committed by Israel in Gaza. Addressing the Security Council, Joyce Msuya said too many civilians were being killed and the daily reality of Palestinians was starvation. She said that Israel was blocking humanitarian assistance from entering northern Gaza.
The latest offensive that Israel started in North Gaza last month is an intensified, extreme and accelerated version of the horrors of the past year. Shelters, homes and schools have been burned and bombed to the ground. Numerous families remain trapped under rubble and first responders have been blocked from reaching them.
The US State Department says Israel has not been in violation of US law on allowing aid into Gaza, as a 30-day deadline set by the Biden administration for improved humanitarian conditions was due to expire. A spokesman said there had been steps in the right direction. This report from John Donison in Jerusalem.
A letter last month from the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Israeli ministers demanded that Israel take steps to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza or risk the supply of American weapons being cut off. The letter said that by now at least 350 lorries of aid needed to be allowed into the Gaza Strip every day. But the United Nations says for the past month just over 40 lorries have been let in each day. On average, Israel disputes those figures, saying it's reopened more crossings into Gaza.
Donald Trump has appointed John Ratcliffe to serve as his director of the CIA. Mr. Ratcliffe, a close ally of Mr. Trump, previously served as his director of national intelligence. The president-elect has also named the Florida congressman and China hawk Mike Waltz as his national security adviser. A former US Air National Guard member has been sentenced to 15 years in jail for publishing classified military documents online in one of the highest profile intelligence leaks in years. Jack Teixeira had pleaded guilty to the charges. Peter Bowes reports.
Prosecutors said Jack Teixeira was one of the most prolific leakers of classified material in US history and that his crimes would impact American national security for decades to come. The 22-year-old had top-secret security clearance in his role as an Air National Guardsman, giving him access to some of the military's most sensitive documents. They included information about the war in Ukraine, troop movements, and the delivery of weapons. In court, Teixeira said he understood that the consequences of his actions fell on his shoulders alone.
BBC News. The father of the Belarusian opposition activist Maria Kolesnikova has been allowed to visit her in jail, reportedly for the first time in nearly 2 years. A picture of them embracing was welcomed by the exiled opposition leader, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. She said she was deeply relieved to see Kolesnikova after 600 days. The activist's sister said recently that she'd been held in constant isolation. The Spanish authorities have ordered schools in flood-ravaged eastern regions to remain closed on Wednesday as more torrential rain is forecast. An orange alert has been issued for Valencia, Catalonia, Andalusia and the Balearic Islands. At least 223 people died in floods last month, most of them in Valencia. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say they will work with the incoming Trump administration to continue to provide financing to developing countries hit by climate change. Speaking at the UN Climate Summit, the IMF's managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, also said she was confident that private US companies would continue to invest in green technology because it made good business sense. The British writer Samantha Harvey has won this year's Booker Prize, the nation's top literary prize. Her novel, Orbital, is about 24 hours in the life of six astronauts looking down at Earth from the International Space Station. Accepting the award, she spoke about the importance of that perspective.
To look at the Earth from space is a bit like a child looking into a mirror and realizing for the first time that the person in the mirror is herself. What we do to the Earth, we do to ourselves. And what we do to life on Earth, human and otherwise, we do to ourselves.
The judges praised the lyricism and acuity of Miss Harvey's writing. That's the latest BBC News.